say a whole lot of stuff, and people are going to be like, clearly you did not hear what I just said, okay? So he always says this, if you have ears on your head and are able to use them, you had better be listening to this. And we know full well that he wasn't saying deaf people are exempt, okay? This was to everyone. It was his poetic way of saying, if you're alive, you had better take to heart the truth. He always closes with a promise for those who obey. And it's so cool. Again, they come from our sanctuary. What we can say for my respect. Our hands Organized. Even though a lot of it's just like very kind of out there and strange, one thing that we do know is that it's very organized, it's very systematic, it's very meaningful. And now, right in the beginning, before we get into any of the future stuff, he kind of steps back and says, now let me communicate with my churches.
You're one of the prophets.
And I think the reason this is right in the book of Revelation,
for every part, walk Jesus Christ, whether it's not with Jesus Christ, whether it's been a witness for a long time, who do you say this? It's
probably in 70 years since Jesus left the earth of glory. The church has been for us now. It's an obstacle perhaps for the first time a couple weeks after they received the Holy Spirit.
Who do you say?
It's been 70 years. And so he takes time, and these are just random churches, too. All churches, these have been churches, all located in modern churches.
An answer.
Like, I don't know, is the region of Eastern Turkey?
Think of that.
Even Turkey, there's a church in heaven at this time. What for is the church? It's just them, like, super pure, not just really poor, not meant to anyone else to buy. So I think there's a set church that's prepared. What do you think there's a really powerful truth here? And this is not certainly something that I came up with, but I do really agree with some of his opinion. I think we do agree with here. These specific churches and freedom and disease to my home. Seven churches from the beginning of Revelation until scriptures, all the major priorities, all the major problems exist within the organized
church. Is good chance, or is he Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of the existence
of the
world, the gift of the gospel,
the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the gospel, the in a third generation believers in that world. Jesus has the earth. And this is what it takes him to do. Let me give God for the darkness to the fortified body of Christ. For he chooses seven strengths. The church of the world and the people feel free to need a full song. And he chooses seven major witnesses to lead to destruction and the corruption of his people. And he really
idolizes
and it's the ethnic groups that each of these kind of deals with a different type of strength and in the churches. And the cool thing here is that there's these seven.
Everything's
good for us. Don't see it. The Lord is really concerned that his people
feel so much really right, important. Right, and
you know, it's not great important.
All over from life.
I think we can just act about the rest.
Holy Spirit,
God's up a little bit about the things that God says are not necessarily priorities. And I think it's a really interesting thing because there aren't really any things that
it changed their life.
Sure, important things with Jesus coming out and in them are so important that they show us kind of church we could be. That show what sort of church should exist on the earth. I think it's really amazing to take these priests to also to annihilate ourselves through the churches.
Cross over that line.
Group people in
You're looking at me like two months. Or just 10 years away from the next click of visibility.
And what should really take these apart?
I get that. As honest as you can be,
as a keeper, you're sort of working to be of voice. It is all our responsibility.
I'll get right what down to what he's listening, right?
And we're spend time, and we let you each other. There's so much here, okay? As we get through the church, this is the burdens of those who are
true to
us. And when we talk about the church, the innocents,
not scared at all.
I'm really excited that I get started off, because I think this is really awesome.
If you want to understand me, what about in the belief?
Whether at this particular church, because some people all of them are faithful to everybody, they're all like church sympathy to the rest.
Lord Jesus,
they may have changed. I think this is a lot.
Believe
this really
that you are God.
Turn up with me, we both take to a small
believe
level.
Believe that you died for me for my sin.
The place we're bringing
to you. There's
nothing to believe.
The God that you gave
me. It was really African, a trade city in the Roman Empire. So there's a lot of good people and ideas flying in and out all the time. And also a lot of wealth because of who we see. And of course, to be truly valuable. And it is very, very rough in the report for some of the most wide range, really difficult to break, great little town. And they mobilized for the first time through. And it's like really complex stuff. There was a lot of people that visited here because it's a real center of within the Roman religion, the God of arts or man in Latin, where people are able to come and worship. The whole
remember,
economy
help
of the city
that this is
around
the
central forest, who's the thing that will do the land of the nation. To like see the temple, and the temple of Hermes actually later is in this number, and I'm not going to be relevant in the Bible 6 or 7, so when you start to think about what does Ephesus pop up in the Bible, well, first of all, we have Paul preach there, two missionaries, one of them, he stayed there for 2 years,
begged,
and teaching at a school in 55 AD. Later, Apollos becomes the leader of that church, which we hear about in the Bible. Feels later, my man, Timothy, who was super awesome and really liked Timothy, lived and preached there as the leader of the churches. Paul wrote the book 1 Corinthians while living in Ephesus. John wrote John and 1, 2, and 3 John. 1, 2, and 3. You know what? I think John was probably not a very creative person. Like, what should we make? John, you already did that. Okay. First John. John comes to different large before John, or is John like Zero John? Anyway, he wrote all 4 of his books while living in Ephesus. The book of Ephesians and the book of 1 Timothy and the book of 2 Timothy are all about the Ephesus. But you know, he 3 books of the Bible written about the church. That's impressive. And you know what that means? We know a lot about them. And we know a lot about what they were doing good and what they were doing bad. Because we have 3 of the New Testament of the Bible written about this one group of believers here in the city. And remember, it's not one building. This was the organized church of Ephesus, okay? So this is their letter to them. It's cool because we know we have all the background. We have all of these living men of God who had lived there, who had preached there, who had made disciples there, whose examples were known and loved and cherished. Believers. Here we go. The letter of the church of Ephesus. This is in 2:1. We're going to talk about something to this character of God to be a
believer.
Ephesus. So cool. These are the words of him. So let's go to the very thing. Okay, and walk among the 7 golden lampstands. Perfection. We talked about this last week, so we're not going to forget too much. The 7 stars represent the 7 leaders or angels. We're not really sure of the lampstands or the church and themselves. So here we go. And God is brilliant. Taking these cool big truths and taking it one sentence. And once you think about it, look. Wow. This is the character of God, and that is free. Church belongs to God. He literally is holding it in his hand. In a wrong church, is the undeniable, uncontested leader and authority of the Church of Christ. We are his. Back to the human. Establishing of the authority. We say to God, the Lord, say everything here. This is my thing. And not only that, the second part of that is that he walks among the 7 golden lampstands. I heard one past one time talking about this, and he said he was like in 2nd groups, you know, like walking among them. And those, I think that was a really bad thing. I disagree. I don't think that this is God going around being like, you're God revealing to himself. No, you look nice because you reflect on me. I don't think that's what it is. When I walk through the 7 golden lampstands, I see like a really intense investment and to live in churches. He really cares. He really, really cares about his people. And it's less of a commander and more like a loving parent. you like, and it's funny being a parent because I can relate to all these emotions. So I go into my son's room when he's sleeping and just kind of stand there at the door and be like, I really like that little guy. You know, I'm not doing anything for him, but it's just like, God cares so much. And what Daddy said, if it's possible, it's possible for a parent to forget about their children. It's not possible for God to forget about his people. The image of a parent doesn't even begin to say how invested he is when he said to us, you are my chosen, who have been told, my royal priesthood, my holy nation, chosen from among the peoples of the world to represent as my special possession. I am all into this. When that says, church is God's plan A, and there is no plan B, that says a lot. The story, I really, really like you guys. It might think, and I'm in this too. Revelation 2. And know your deeds. Okay, stop there for a second, because when I read that, I get this picture in my mind of somebody coming up and suddenly sitting down next to you and being like, I know what you did. For all of us, that would be just a really weird moment, okay, if it wasn't awkward, and if you don't have anything at all to hide, or just to be like, slightly embarrassed about, like the time that like a mom of one of my junior high students came up to me and said, you pulled in from me in traffic. Okay, part three. I'm sorry, but I know what you did next to the Dollar General. I'm sorry. But that's not what he's doing. This is another trap here. Because he just said, hey, listen, I like you, and I'm in charge. Clear no trumpet. I know you. You will know your happenings, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people. You tested those who claim to be apostles but are not. Leave the earth. Found them false. Who have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Whoa! He says this. I know you. And this is you. You do right. You work hard and you stick to it. Wow. That's amazing. What a testament to this church. You are a church that is working hard war to keep pure faith and believe in a world full of judgment as like judges as far as who wins. Every, not like in every jail. You know what I mean? Word of God to judge its value. And because you are not hiding your true identity and have remained loyal to me, you take a lot of negative pressure from people, even believers. And all of this, you have remained faithful. That's my high praise. And you know what makes it even more feel like high praise? Understanding a little bit about what the church in Ephesus had gone through. In Acts 19, the birth of the Ephesus church, Paul's preaching to the people hear the word, they receive the Holy Spirit, the church is born, it's thriving, and the first thing that happens is there's huge riots in the city because it's disrupting the economy and their whole way of life. And people are turning away from their God, from their bishop of the false God, a city who's all about and now the tourism starts to feel really threatened. And so the people are targets of politically and economically motivated rioting and suffering and abuse, physical abuse, even Paul. So that's how they started. Awesome way to establish yourself in the community. You come to the town and you set up a group of believers, and the first thing that happens is everybody picketing out in front of the church. And they stuck to what they said, and they stuck to the truth. And the next thing that happened was 2 years later, Emperor Nero became the leader of the Roman Empire. And he was a sadistic, narcissistic terrorist who was so invested in himself that as soon as he got power, he started to abuse it. He literally had the city of Rome set on fire by gentleness and mercy to humble the city in terms of his leadership, and then he blamed this new cult of real believers because nobody really liked them because they were like, you know what, you don't really belong in this world anymore. And people were like, what's your problem? And they're like, you remember you? Because we don't even think of Jesus as human flesh. We drink wine, remember that? Blood? What's going on here? So he pinned all of the hatred and mistrust and failure of his reign on believers and started a wide persecution. And he was 29. They're at the forefront of the point where Nero tortured believers to the point where money, success, as well, like music, or they deserve to die. But seriously? When he used their bodies in wax to light his garden parties, children and animal skins dumped up in the cart with back a hood, and then watch other wild animals honey from a part of Eastern life. You know what happened? Other opportunist people in the Roman Empire took his example. And they abused believers. Their property was subject to confiscation, their businesses were targeted, and humility many years. The church underwent incredible trials and sacrifices. Peter leader of God's people that these kind of established like authority that God is using in a really powerful way. When Rustus used Soundford was executed upside down by Nero, because he said, even worthy to be killed the same way as Christ. And Paul, the establishing pastor of the church in Ephesus, was beheaded in Rome during the same time. And from there, you just start suffering one by one, seeing every single one of the Lord's disciples killed by people who faith in him. This is a miracle that they've been given by the Lord, beheaded, and they heard about their dear leaders, speared to death, drawn and quartered, burned alive. And it was spread out. And imagine that as a church body, sharing
nobility and honor
that you have come to love for their hard work among you, and hearing that Paul just beheaded in eyes. You know what? We can keep doing what's right. We keep believing what's right, because this is too important to not. And one by one, seeing all the disciples pulled. And by this point, where Revelation is ready, the previous 15 years, the current emperor of Rome, Domitian, had started a widespread policy of persecution against believers. Domitian even had his own family members who were Christians executed.
One moment to do something for God at the cusp of our short
take whatever
when we are going for it, clearly the Bible,
without any repercussions. Imagine that in the society, it would be hard to say, yes, I'm Christian. This isn't that somebody can break into your house and steal your stuff and speak up, and that the authority not raise a finger. But to fix that, this was where the king didn't compromise what they believed or taught. This was their stance. We will not compromise or abandon the beautiful word of God. That is an admirable thing. Is not. That is an admirable thing. Their stick to the
reality of that instrument from God is that we will not all with God. Have some such a pretty notion thing.
And then we get Revelation 4. Yet I hold this against you. You have first way. The love you have. You literally
one through this. Pretty much everything was destroyed.
The love you had at first. Personally, I think that the Ephesians were totally caught off guard by this. I think they had to have been totally blindsided. Because here we go. I know you. I care. You're doing awesome in the deeds and hard work and perseverance. But this is what I hold against you. You've forsaken the love you had at first. Now, I need to do a side here. Let's take a little break from this mainstream thing on the side, because it's a really interesting question. I've spent a lot of time looking into this week. What does that mean?
As we think
in the love you had first. In the
Bible, more
very clearly, there's love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. And those are two distinct kinds of love. They're clearly related. They're connected. But what is it talking about here? Is this saying that you don't love God or what you did first, or you don't love people
you're given
you did it first? And I feel like moving our head from understanding how it applies to us, that's an important question to answer. And there's some pretty cool evidence that reveals what I think is pretty obvious we're talking about. And either way, let's agree that we really need to take this seriously. Here we go. The issue of loving God, like the love that the church has for God, is actually addressed in one of the other churches' letters. So because he only picked seven things, it's safe to assume that he doesn't double love. Okay, so let's say pretty clearly to some of God is loving God here who has no issue. So but sort of like we're leaning toward this is what happened. You don't love each other more. And also Paul had already written in Ephesians about brotherly love many times in the very beginning of Ephesians 1:15. He said, for this reason, and it's heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. We'll walk throughout the book of Ephesians. He mentions brotherly love and gives the commands and reminders so many times. Ephesians 3:17. And I pray you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all God's people to grasp continue on how this Christ is. In Ephesians 2, let's get, real down to it. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love, specifically among believers. Ephesians 4:15. Instead, speaking the truth in love shakes become in every aspect of your body of human heaven. That is Christ. Ephesians 5:1. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself and perish us, a fragrant offering, sacrifice, and sown in with the love within the family of God. If there's a natural, clearly also a pretty strong theme here.
Okay.
Those just four.
Does that I hold out?
Read the book of Ephesians. Okay. I don't think God is this howl for a really, really strong you now. A real loving other believers.
So now we come back.
By the time John is giving us this message, which could be probably around 40 years after Paul wrote the book of Ephesians,
those 40 years later. It's been 70 years since Jesus left the earth. The Bible doesn't say what Jesus has to say to the believers in Ephesus. Guys, they don't love each other anymore. They don't love each other anymore. How could this have happened? How could this powerful, believing, faithful church, through the idea of what is to come, to intervene and say we have like having all, you don't love forgetfulness anymore. You know what had happened? They had become so, this is pretty powerful, they had become so focused on doing and being right that they had literally stopped prioritizing love for each other until it had become almost completely abandoned. They were so focused on being right and those of us being right and doing right that little by little they had stopped loving other believers. And this problem is all too common. This is less evidence of the fact that this is brotherly love that we're talking about. And then the third section of Matthew chapter 24:10 that I think a lot of people like because it's very the beginning of this verse is what everybody focuses on because of the love. What are the signs of the end times? And it's like, and then we're like wars and rumors and wars and earthquakes and all other bad stuff. And you know what? In kind of this, he pretty much said that all to set up this. That really was the important part. It was this. This is how you're going to know that the end is near. And this is talking about his people. Up there, Matthew 24:10. At that time, three things. Watch them. Many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. Many false prophets have appeared and deceived many people. But because of the increase of wickedness, will we make these most bold? To me, because of the increase, will switch his government, the city of Jerusalem would be remote and exposed. It would be one of the three failures that destroys the body of Christ on earth. This is one he wrote to us. No, because I see a strong correlation, a big, really obvious correlation will between the increase of evil and the unable to love, and it does to be of the Gentile the world. And church are such awkward places these days. Church morality has gone out the window. Kids killing each other, government deciding children are fit to live. There is no. And all that is destructive and evil is being celebrated as liberated living. And the church has not done much better. The church celebrates acceptance of sinful living, teaching a doctrine as other than what Christ taught. To be born with a shaming short time. People will be so severe, but he dies without living believers. Believers with one ear to the Bible and one ear to the world who get so confused that they turn from trusting God to trusting feelings. No commitment, no loyalty, and humility of among God's people, it all just brings you down. You know? See, here's the thing. That mistake of your head first is a passive action, and it's not for like, forget you. It's a free choice. You could use such a word neglected in there. They neglected the love they had at first. There's so much bad, so much betrayal, so many believers that flaked, so much evil in the world that eventually just kind of wore them down to the point that they had just neglected to remember how important it is to love people. The believers aggressively sought to enter and believe right in action that they had passively neglected to practice brotherly love. 1,000 years, Satan is released. Any verses come to mind there? Because as soon as I read that, I was like, First Corinthians 13. Present and visible to men and angels. But I do not have love, I'm a resounding gong and a clanking cymbal. I have prophecy, I have all wisdom and mysteries and all knowledge. And if I have faith, I can move mountains, which is what they have all along. But don't have love, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I have become so annoyed by fire and supported. I'm doing right and not compromising their teaching, their morality, their stance on right and wrong and good and evil. They have forgotten how valuable it is to continue to be assembled in this way toward each other. They really that must have been punching the gut to them because these are believers that were really trying to do the right thing. And then right out left field, just like, guys, you're missing it pretty big. So the next thing we have, moving forward, is what's the next thing? Letter. This is what you're doing good. This is what you're doing bad. Time to correct course. And gives them free. Any is distracting that their course correction. Consider how far you've fallen. Repent. And do it before he did it first. Remember what you 30 used to be. Remember what you used to do. Repent of where you are. Rest by my heart. And start over. Start doing it again. Remember those days when love was vibrant and active. And listen, I don't know. This may apply. I don't know. It might apply more to the drink. Let's say veteran believers. If you've been a Christian for a little while, there's enough time has passed, or maybe there is a need to come back. Remember ways that these people, and everybody, breath of fresh air. for that, when you really believe that the church is the greatest organization on this earth, you flog yourself in all honesty. I am a believer in my life. So we made it every get to know people, and not just to show up on a Sunday morning. Next section. This is our third reward. In that verse, when people harm you and wrong you, because you had some idea at least that there were wrong things. Hearing about a need to share in church still moves your heart to action. The old elbow to the husband or wife, and you got that like nodding or like, good, do something. It's better there's per 3, 5, 12 years ago when you volunteered to mow your elderly neighbor's yard, because you really thought, this is something that I can do to serve the Lord. And not only maybe happy, but glad to do it. You still had guys fixed enough in the future, and therefore going out of your way every Wednesday night to pick up your friend for youth group, you still felt like a worthy sacrifice. Now, when you still try to watch for opportunity to encourage your brothers and sisters in the church, when you see people sitting in their chairs, he's been working on the next, our true or praying for brother, for them in there, when the church is felt like a family, that what is decorating right? And then what happened? Time passed. Wait, the moment of time passed. No, we just don't feel community anymore. Voting is really not much like me. That's why I don't have any Christian friends. I don't really have a whole lot to relate on. And every time I try to make a conversation, it's just kind of like vaguely awkward and doesn't lead anywhere. So it's just way easier to come and go. It's going to get to this point where like, enough is enough. I feel it feels hard to forgive now. And it's just like the pile got big enough where it's like, I'm not really okay with that anymore. So when the hearing of need in church, it's that little feeling, I don't know if it's pretty big, but it's like, here we go again. Sharing the need. Code for asking for more of our money. I was trying to be nice. I need this. I was just trying to, and I don't want to make this a light of it. I was just trying to perfect, like, when I offered the mother lady's yard, and I didn't necessarily mean that I was going to do it every week for the rest of my life. And I'm not going to be the guy that goes up to the elderly woman and is like, hey, if I'm tired of mowing your yard, you mow it yourself. So I just kind of feel, I don't know, stuck here. Whatever joy there was is long gone. And now it's just like, okay, just gonna do the same thing all the time. At least they could drive socks. I did most of it. No, I volunteered back when I began. I felt like when I came and I got the opportunity to work behind the scenes, with tarnished and babies to play with children to make meals, it really didn't feel like. I just not really made it feel like I knew that people of God is working for the Lord. You know what I feel like now? I know that I said if people need any recognition, come on. Maybe like a little bit. It'd be nice. Does people realize all that we do for them all the time? It's just so messed up now. And you're like, this just feels like it's harder and harder to care for it. Church, too. And at least you know better. We've gotten so quick. This is where it really all comes down to. We've gotten so quick to write off our fellow believers. The first sign of Garden of Eden. And really, at the end of the day, we just expect it. We expect her not what she says. We expect him to do something different when he leaves here. Because it's just so rampant and relevant that it's like, come on, you would be naive to assume that you are that you're actually what you appear to be. The church is broken, so what is the point? I don't know if whatever the point of actually thinking out loud, it's sort of just like preached in. So this is what we have. So then, now. Wow. Or be a little bit better than that. Sorry. We don't probably do know. Some, I didn't see a ton. I just want to do this. It's a perfect critic. I don't want to be a bitter worker. I'm sorry. Remember where you used to be. Repent. You know the second to the glory intense is where it happens. Do what you used to do was work for. You know that because that's the whole question. Right? Do what you used to do. Okay? What we used to do. Start thinking of the church is worth a fresh air. All revealed is organization. Be quick to forgive. Something's mistreated you. Because hey, we're in this together. Act like you like and need believers in your life. Regardless of how you feel. Let you move again to alleviate the suffering of others. Be happy to offer. This is hard, man, but it's certainly neighbor. We'll be your to every other person the opportunity of and purpose and all to pull weeds as God's people meals our new member, but it is as unto the Lord. As there will be sisters, if you see a certain person, saying splendid. You know, there will not be like a. There will no on earth. See, that's always been the 6:10 before we talk to. And God, let's talk to all people, especially those who belong to the family of belief. Removed any God himself. 6. This is important. If you don't repent, I will come to you and remove the lampstands from its place. The light of but in your favor, you hated the fact that the Nicolaitans, which I also made. Briefly, the Nicolaitans were a group of people who decided, I'm saved. What does it matter? We're going to heaven. Let's live how we want, especially in the area of free marriage sexual relations. Check this out. Between the ages of 8 and 28 in the world right now, 8 out of 10 believers are sexually active. Are standing your own. But you know what, guys? You don't buy into that. So that's a side. I feel like it kind of comes back with the last, like, little bit of encouragement, which is a really important move anyway. This is what it's just a, this is your warning. If you don't repent, I'm going to come and I'm going to take away your lampstand. What is the lampstand represent? This is God, the light of the world. This is the testimony of the Church of Jesus Christ to the earth. This is the light God carries. We are in this dark world. And he says, if you don't start loving each other, believers again, can you pray? Maybe a church, but you will be absolutely irrelevant. You will be a lit lampstand in the darkness. The loss of our witness is directly related to the loss of brotherly love. Love one another, goodness of not only commanded by our Lord and central element of our life and witness. John 15:34. This is the Last Supper. Are you kidding? Imagine the mental and emotional stress that Jesus was under, and every word getting so crucial that he's really, really serious about this when he said, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you should love one another. Pause. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples. And people love one another. Not even really if you love them. If you love one another. I'm interested in this idea. I think that every virtue, I read this in there, every virtue carries what God has self seed its own destruction. Thinking of their spiritual guns, so hardcore, have led this church to abandon their love for each other and to be disillusioned and judgmental toward their own family. And often allow Satan to use that beautiful perseverance and hard work that they display to help us get mercy and grace abound to all of us. Everything new. This is the truth. Truth and love must be never separated. I will give up. Truth must be proclaimed in love. Ephesians 4:15, we've already read it. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every aspect of your body, concludes the head. That is Christ. From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does the work. Truth must be proclaimed in love, and love must be proclaimed practiced in truth. It goes the other way also. Love must be practiced in fingers. Let Philippians 1:1 says, this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. The more you understand what's really true, the more you can love. Right? It has to be together. They can never, ever be separated. So this is my conclusion. Revelation 2:7. 2 Corinthians 4:16. There, as in, because of all of that, we do not lose. To the one who is victorious, we are wasting away. We'll give inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. Since light and momentary battles are achieving for us eternal glory, which far outweighs them all. So we feel the last, what is seen, but what is unseen. What is seen, God, temporary. But what is unseen is eternal. That's what you got. That's so. If you're victorious, soon our happy souls will close arguments. So you love each other. Actually, the praise team, you guys can come on. I don't know. I think we should repent and start doing what we did at first. Yeah, we're a family. Made so by God himself. And he said like 1,000 times, let's be a healthy family. And a family that actually likes to be like, you know what happens in families that don't. Lord, come, really want to be that kind of family. Because what does that have to do to exponentially increase the hurt and destruction in the world? Let's pray. You know, of all that would reveal to us, how to supply specific for the future.
Sweet.
God to love, have we lapsed in our,
amen.
In our forgiveness, in our mercy, in our hard work, in our diligence and perseverance within this church. Because we really do. We want to remain a blazing, blazing testimony of who you are. That you're so, so patient. The end. Thanks, guys. Go do it.